En Colombia son las 11:35 y es un placer saludar a Bill Burke. Este era un ejecutivo del sistema de televisión Turner, el TBS, Turner Broadcasting System. Y él escribió con Ted Turner una biografía fantástica que fue bestseller en el New York Times. Decía, llámame Ted, call me Ted. Ahí está toda la vida y la carrera de este genio de las noticias 24 horas por cable. Fue escrito durante 3 años. Murió Ted Turner y tenemos el placer de saludar a su compañero de Call Me Ted, Llámame Ted, Bill Burke. Por favor, Esther, saluda al señor Burke y lo primero expresarle nuestras condolencias por la muerte de quien estoy seguro era su muy cercano amigo, el señor Turner.
Good morning, Mr. Burke, and thank you so much for joining us today on our show. And of course, we want to offer our condolences for the passing of Ted Turner.
Thank you. It's great to be here, and I appreciate your thoughts.
Bueno, pues yo tengo la primera pregunta, me surge por algo que vi anoche y que él debe conocer mejor. Un reportaje de la señora Amanpour con Ted Turner ya en su rancho, retirado, como un vaquero, parecía un cowboy. Ahí sentado en su rancho, ¿cómo se puede explicar que Ted Turner, el hombre que daba noticias 24 horas al día, fuera un hombre de tan pocas palabras?
So, we want to ask about something that we saw last night, a report by Christiane Amanpour of Ted Turner in his ranch, looking very much like a cowboy. And we were wondering, how can you explain the fact that Ted Turner, a man of communications, of 24 hours news, he can be a man of so few words?
Well, he was a man of many words for sure, but being out in nature was one of the only things that could sort of calm him down, in particular fly fishing, sort of the meditative act of fly fishing. And he spent a lot of time in the outdoors as a child, a lot of it because his parents weren't around much, frankly. And so when he had the means, that's where he spent the bulk of his sort of discretionary money, the money he didn't put in the business, he put into land. And so I had the privilege of being on several of his properties, mostly in Montana, and they're breathtakingly beautiful. And he joked about it in the book when he first went out there. He was wearing a cowboy hat that still had the price tag on it. He was sort of a pretend cowboy, but then he got very good at it. And he was a great horseback rider, great fisherman, great hunter. And the outdoors was where he was at the most peace.
Pues él era un hombre de muchas palabras, de hecho, pero le gustaba mucho estar afuera en la naturaleza porque eso lo calmaba. Entonces le gustaba mucho pescar como forma de meditación, estar mucho a las afueras le gustaba porque fue algo que precisamente hizo cuando era niño, porque sus padres no estaban muy presentes y el dinero que no puso en los negocios, lo puso en los terrenos. Y nuestro invitado tuvo la fortuna de poder visitar esas propiedades hermosas que él tenía, principalmente en Montana. Y nos dice que, de hecho, hablan de eso en el libro, de esa faceta que tenía, como le gustaba cazar, como le gustaba pescar, como le gustaba montar a caballo, que se volvió muy bueno en eso, de hecho, y tenía un sombrero con el precio puesto incluso para pretender ser ese vaquero, pero de hecho al final lo hacía muy bien y le salía muy bien.
Esther, me gustaría preguntarle a nuestro invitado. Ayer el presidente Trump decía que no solamente es un hombre top en el tema de broadcast y de la televisión, sino que era un gran amigo de él. ¿Eso es cierto?
Yesterday, President Trump referred to him as a great man, a great broadcast man, but also he referred to him as a great friend. Is that true? Were they friends?
I saw that quote, and I am not aware that they were friends at all, to be perfectly honest. I wouldn't be surprised if their paths crossed. He is not in our book. He was not someone... honestly, that I think Ted would have supported, to be perfectly frank. So I was surprised to read that. So as far as I know, I don't think they were particularly friendly.
pues él vio eso y le sorprendió porque no sabía que eran amigos. Nos dice que, para ser honestos, tampoco lo mencionaron en el libro. No le sorprende que a lo mejor en el pasado se hayan cruzado y no cree que sea alguien que Ted apoye o que haya apoyado. Entonces, hasta donde sabe, no eran muy amigos.
A mí me gustaría preguntarle por esa relación que tuvo con Jane Fonda. Sabemos que Jane Fonda se refería a él como su ex marido favorito. ¿Cómo hablaba Ted de ella? We want to ask about that relationship that he had with Jane Fonda. We know she refers to him as his favorite ex-husband. But how did Ted talk about her? How did he refer to as on the relationship?
Oh, Ted, even after they, by the time I started working on the book, I knew them. I used to work at the company, so I knew them when they were married. And then I also, when I worked on the book, they'd been divorced. And Ted loved her to the day he died. They were really the closest thing to soulmates as you could be in many ways. They were sort of incompatible in terms of his desire to have her by his side all the time. And he was so frenetic. She gave up her acting career. Just, it wasn't practical, but they were very much in love. He always described her as, you know, a woman that he loved. And they stayed in very good touch, very friendly relationship after their divorce. So it was a beautiful thing to watch the two of them.
Pues fue algo lindo de ver esa relación. De hecho, nos cuenta que como él trabajaba en la compañía, pudo verlos como eran el uno con el otro cuando estaban casados y ya también divorciados, porque fue el momento en que estaban trabajando en el libro. Nos dice que la amaba muchísimo, incluso la amó hasta el día en que falleció. Eran muy cercanos, era lo más cercano a lo que él puede describir como almas gemelas. Eran bastante compatibles. Él quería tenerla a ella al lado todo el tiempo y ella incluso se dio tiempo de su actuación para poder compartirlo con él. Estaban muy enamorados y siempre la describió como una mujer que amaba y estuvieron en una relación amistosa y en contacto incluso después del divorcio.
Dentro de esos negocios particulares que hizo Ted Turner a mediados de los 80, él compró la MGM, la Metro Goldwyn Mayer, y luego la volvió a vender. ¿Qué fue lo que pasó ahí? ¿Él se arrepintió? ¿Fue un negocio que hizo por nostalgia y se dio cuenta que no era negocio?
Within the many businesses that he did in the mid-80s, he bought MGM and then he sold it again. Do you know what was the story behind that? Was there maybe he saw a possibility of some business, and then what happened there? Do you know the story?
I do. I know it well. He bought something he couldn't afford. And so he bought MGM, which was the working studio, and then this massive library of classic films like Gone with the Wind and others. And when he realized he couldn't afford the whole thing, he sold back the working studio. So the people that were actively making movies, but very wisely kept the library, these older films. And it was from those films that he was able to launch TNT and then later Turner Classic Movies, which I was a part of I was the original general manager of that network. So he had this vision of owning this programming and then coming up with new ways to use it and make money. And TNT and TCM were a direct result of owning the MGM library.
Nos dice que conoce la historia bastante bien y básicamente se resume en que compró algo que no podía pagar. Entonces nos dice que MGM Studio pues lo terminó vendiendo, pero se quedó con la biblioteca de películas clásicas, que fue lo que posteriormente convirtió en negocio con TNT y Turner Classic Movies, donde nuestro invitado era el gerente de ese canal. Entonces tuvo la visión de tener esta biblioteca y usarlo para hacer dinero.
A propósito de historia, le voy a preguntar por la más básica de todas y que sé que la ha contado, pero muchos oyentes de pronto no la conocen. ¿Cómo nació CNN y qué tan seguro estaba él del éxito del proyecto?
Speaking of stories, we know this is one that you've probably told many times, but many of our listeners probably maybe they don't know it. How was CNN born and how sure was he of this project when he proposed it?
Well, the second part first, he was never sure. No one was ever sure. Everyone thought he was crazy. He had a vision when satellites started beaming signals down to Earth it seemed to him very obvious that 24-hour news would be something that consumers would want, that viewers would want. But he didn't have a news operation at his little station in Atlanta, so he just assumed that the big broadcast networks in the U.S., which at the time were ABC, NBC, and CBS, he just assumed that they would do it. And 1 year went by, 2 years went by, and they never did it. So Ted said, this is crazy, I got to do this. And so without a lot of money, he put it together in a very inexpensive, in many ways rushed way, and it launched on June 1st, 1980. And it was never a sure thing. The world laughed at him. They said CNN, I don't know how well this would translate in Spanish, but they called it the Chicken Noodle Network, which was a put down. And there were a lot of technical issues, but he stayed with it, and the cable industry supported it. There was a reason why cable was in the name, Cable News Network. The industry was growing, and so the cable operators supported it. And it was really the Gulf War, the first Gulf War in the early 1990s, when CNN really, truly made it and became a big deal. And that was the year, I believe that was the year that Ted was named Time Man of the Year.
Bill, the reason of the title of the book, Call Me Ted, is because somebody say Mr. Turner?
Yes, he was a very informal person. So if you ever met him, you say, hi, Mr. Turner, he'd always say, call me Ted. So I remember I ran that name by him, and he liked it right away. And then shortly after, I was out with him, he was giving a speech, and then the question and answer, someone said, Mr. Turner, and he said, call me Ted, and he looked at me and winked. So that's how we got the name.
How was the end of your last telephone call with him?
Oh, gosh. I last saw him. He was in a long, slow decline from Lewy body dementia. So I last saw him at his 85th birthday party, which was November, 2 years ago. And he was not doing great. I told him I loved him, and I was so proud to be associated with him. And he smiled, and he said some funny things about writing a sequel. But he was definitely struggling. And so the news that he had passed was not unexpected, but it was still very sad. And he just had a huge role in my life way before the book, and then certainly because of the book. He was really a great man.
Bill, we're very sorry, and thank you for Remember Ted.
Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Bueno, qué triste final. Pues sí, sí lo vio, pero ya muy mal. Resumen ejecutivo, Grace. Muy ejecutivo, Grace.
Okay, intentaré.
Lo más ejecutivo.
Intentaré, no me presione. Bueno, él...
Entregue lo mejor de usted.
Él nunca estuvo seguro de CNN y que iba a ser un éxito. De hecho, pensaron que estaba loco. Nos dice que en la Guerra del Golfo fue que CNN lo logró y se volvió en algo importante y en un negocio sostenible. Tuvo mucho el apoyo de la industria por cable, y pues eso fue lo que le dio el impulso final. Pero nos dice que, de hecho, esa guerra fue lo que lo volvió incluso en la revista Time el hombre del año. Y pues sí, Julio, el título del libro es porque era una persona muy informal. No le gustaba que lo llamaba Mr. Turner, sino Ted. Llámame Ted.
Así es, y se despidió personalmente de él. Él ya tenía hace 2 años una avanzada demencia. Sin embargo, lo reconoció y le dijo que hicieran la secuela del libro.